views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the leading edge of personal, social, and global transformation, The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, is making connections that inspire and accelerate individual collective awakening. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and changemakers from around the world to explore social change, the generative powers of conscious, co-creative practice, and what's emergent with health, science, spirituality, and the evolution of consciousness. Break through the illusion of separation, explore the infinite field of possibilities, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in with us today. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. And today, like every day, we explore our interconnected lives, and I have a very special treat for you today. Imagine if you could see your soul. What would it look like? And what if you could see your light body? And then imagine, what if art became a medium to discover secrets of the universe? Well, our guest today is an incredible visionary artist who creates one-of-a-kind experiences, and I'm not saying art, experiences that truly bring spirit and consciousness to life. I invite you to take a few deep breaths and bring your awareness into this moment. As you open your mind, connect with your heart, and settle into your essential self. And really welcome whatever is wanting to emerge today for you in this present moment. I'm going to introduce Andre Farrella. Andre Farrella is a visionary artist and multimedia creator of spiritually based, multidimensional, and metaphysical works of fine art. He's the creator of the Spirit Box and the discoverer of the Living Picture. You're going to hear a lot about these two works of art. It's amazing, these bodies of art. From a young age, Andre has been a seeker inspired to use art as a means to express beauty, spirituality, and the divine. On his life path, Farrella has sought, studied, and embraced the interconnectedness of the universe from the microcosmic to the macrocosmic. With each step on his path, he discovered more about how nature, the human spirit, and the divine work together. His discoveries, as translated through his art, go beyond self-fulfillment to act as an opening for the journey of each individual who views his work. His deep commitment to and belief in the interconnectedness of all is the driving force behind the creation of, you are not going to believe this, it is magnificent, The Rise of the Fallen. This Spirit Box memorial for the U.S. military men and women who have fallen in the conflicts of Iraq and Afghanistan is not only a commemorative, I'm almost in tears thinking about this. Oh my gosh. It's a commemoration to the service and the sacrifice of so many who have lost their lives in those conflicts, but it's also a healing vehicle. And wow, does it help heal those families of the lost ones, but really our country as a whole. It's so beautiful. Andre's art has been exhibited all over the United States and Europe, and he's recognized by both international artists and the science community, as well as an innovator, discoverer, and inventor. He is magnificent, and I want to give a warm welcome to Andre. Welcome. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you, thank you. I'm so honored to be here, and that was a beautiful introduction, Julie. I greatly appreciate that. Yes, we all are magnificent, aren't we?
Oh, we are so magnificent. And that's the one piece that drew me into your work was a quote about our magnificence and really how you're bringing it to life through the arts. And I am going to encourage everybody. I usually ask for your website later in the show, but maybe I should save it for the end so they'll listen to our conversation and not go to your website while they're listening, because it's incredible. I am going to save it because, wow. The image on your homepage is phenomenal, and it draws us in. And then you have several bodies of work here that we're talking about. But I've been choked up by all of it. I didn't know that I would be choked up by the service one. So, wow, thank you. I just had this moment. But we have a tradition on the show, so I'm going to go back to our tradition, and then we'll talk more about the rise of the fallen after that. But we have a tradition here on our show, All Things Connected. We like to hear different perspectives on unity consciousness and what this unified field, or whatever you want to call it, what it means to you and our different listeners. So I'm going to start with that, Andre. What does All Things Connected mean to you?
Oh, that's a great question. I believe that we are all connected on all kinds of levels. I believe that, and this is a personal belief, and I'm sure some of you will acknowledge this as well, that I believe a small percentage of our being is incarnate here on this planet in 3D. And the greater percentage of ourself is in that collective, multidimensional consciousness soup where we all are together. And so there is this, we are unified there. We feel separated here, but we're really not. We're totally connected. Again, as you were talking about the magnificence of yourself, if we could only see how incredible our Merkaba 24-foot spherical auric field is around us, and how incredibly beautiful it is, and how that is so glorious of us as humans and the Homo sapien, and then being connected to our higher selves in that multidimensional soup, wherever that resides, and I'm sure that's anywhere and everywhere, and that we are all together, and we are all really truly unified, no matter who we are. And so it's really amazing for me to have glimpses into that, and it's a result of all those years that I've been working as a creative artist, believing that whatever I'm creating as an artist, there's no greater purpose for an artist than to convey the divine. And bringing that information through and being able to show it, because we all have created it. It's only some of the artists or the musicians or the dancers, any creative field, the writers, who can bring in that collective multidimensional consciousness of who we all are. And some of us hear that calling and produce the work, or produce the information, produce the writing or the creative arts, and bring that divinity in so that we, as a totality, can have a glimpse of who we truly are and how magnificent we are. It's amazing how magnificent we truly are.
How magnificent are we? How magnificent. Your work shows something incredible. And, you know, we have Alex Gray's visionary art of the human body, and we have others who are working in the auric field and doing that. But you've literally created this multimedia thing. And we just have a few minutes before our first break, but can you just tell our listeners, give them a teaser of how magnificent we really are and what you see through your art and through your work?
Well, if you ever have the chance to experience the Spirit Box, and you can experience, there's a 7-minute version on there that you can download and watch. A Spirit Box, this life-size one, is, imagine it made out of sort of a milky white frosted plexiglass, about 72 to 80 inches tall, about 30 inches wide, 3 inches deep. And inside, there's a being in there. It's with two hands reaching out. It's almost like an apparition. I've been spending my whole life, Julie, trying to recreate apparitions. And so it's It's a device that you, it's a, basically a sculptural device made out of plexiglass where you can barely see this being with these hands reaching out. And I project a video of this incredibly beautiful, esoteric, effervescent light that's streaming from the center. And the light is conformed to the aspect ratio of the spirit box. And when it projects onto and then into the spirit box, and the way the photons reverberate inside and bounce off the plexiglass, it creates this experience of ourselves. As Kryon said, and I'm a follower of Kryon because I love it, Kryon said, we had to talk about the spirit box because it's showing the magnificence of who we are. And it's time now on this earth for us to see what we look like. That it's time to see you like we do. I love that.
I love it, love it, love it too. We need to go to break. Listeners, that video is on my Facebook page, All Things Connected. So you know, check it out during the commercial break if you want. It's a magnificent video. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We're We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and my guest today is Andre Farella, and we are talking about his magnificent visionary art of the magnificence of our human form. And wow, Andre, the spirit box, and I have so much I want to talk about, but what we were talking about right before break was that 7 minute piece, and I would love to see it live. I'm going to ask you in a second where it's going to be, because I would love to put it on my calendar and go wherever that is. But the video you have, there's lots of videos online where people can find you, but they'll get a feeling of that experience of what happens when it's illuminated. And so my question to you is, why, how, like, where does that come from? How did you create this living experience of our magnificent? Is it what you see? Do you see auras? Is it just guided? How did you develop the technology? Tell us about it.
Okay. Well, that really starts off when I was 12 years old. When I was 12 years old, I painted a portrait of the baby Jesus, and it was, I look back at it now and I say, that's a pretty good painting for someone who's 12 years old. But at that time, I was reading all of Edgar Cayce and the Great Clairvoyant, and I was interested in, what is this, Akashic Records? And that's been my life's prayer, is God, through me, bring whatever is necessary for us to see on this side of the veil. And I had, it was my really, and I didn't realize this till later on in life, I really created an affirmation, and in divine time. So I've spent my last 50 years of as an artist to bring in this information from the other side. I've always, you know, ran into psychics and channelers and astrologers, et cetera, and they were always telling me these things of who I am and what I'm going to be doing. And I said, okay, all right. They're all, you know, like, as we all for each other are spirit guides. And so it wasn't until, you know, I've always been interested in apparitions or the appearance of something. And those that capability of that, I'm sure many of us have, to actually have visions and to see other things outside of the three dimensions that we actually experience here on Earth, like the sixth sense, for instance, and all those different levels of dimensionalities that some of us can perceive. So, Julie, it's sort of like I don't really create something specific, but I put the intention out there that this is what I want to create. So bring through me. It's almost like I'm channeling, and I'm picking up on information in the ether that's being released that needs to come into this planet at X time. And some of us, like me, for instance, can hear that calling and bring this in. A lot of times, I don't know what I've created, the spirit box. I didn't really know how powerful it was until I knew it was something very incredible that I created, but I didn't know how powerful it really was until I heard the experiences coming from other people who had the experience of the spirit box. So it's like sometimes I just let it go. I go into a state, whatever that state is, because creativity allows us to go into a state of almost like Tao. It's like nothingness and everything at the same time. So it allows us to access information that's out there in the ether, and some of us can bring it in with the abilities or the technology that we have and combining things together. So it wasn't the spirit box I created. It was called The Emanation. It was back in the year 2000, and the video portion that I created was called I Am, and that was created around the same time too. But it wasn't until 10 years later that I combined the two together and realized, oh my God, this is something that is so interesting. And when I heard people's responses, I met Lee Carroll, the channeler of Cryon, an incredible man here in Madison, Wisconsin, 2 years ago. And he invited my wife and I to come to Sedona to their Summer Light Conference and present it. And it wasn't until then that I heard hundreds of people tell me their experiences of it that I realized, oh my God, This is a portal. This is an interface for us to connect with our higher selves and that collective multidimensional soup of all of us together. And it was amazing. And it's been amazing ever since. People that have this experience, it's just beautiful. So what you see online, when you have the opportunity, you'll be seeing a sort of flat screen of that. But if you can sort of imagine in your mind, it'll allow you, it's three-dimensional, but it allows you to access. It's sort of like what happens in the beginning. You have all these thoughts, as we always have these thoughts, and it clutters our mind. But this, the I am the emanation, it actually sort of starts to transfix you, and it becomes hypnotic. And it allows your being to connect with your higher self and that collective multidimensional soup and experience who you are.
Beautiful. Wow, that is really, really beautiful. And I've heard some people's experiences of it and have a couple of friends who have seen it live as well. And it's really incredible. So an important piece, though, I think for our listeners, of what you just described is your process. And in my circles, we call that co-creation, of really connecting with our higher self, connecting with that field, that infinite field of that collective consciousness soup that you talk about, and then bring through. And when we do that with others, it's incredibly powerful, but we have the potential to do that. So that process is a phenomenal practice. It's a beautiful spiritual practice as well. So will you repeat the affirmation that you created when you were 12 that you said, I want to, or what was the phrase you said?
I said, dear God, through me, bring whatever information is necessary for us to see on this side of the veil. Mm. Use my abilities, use my talent, use my technique, use me so that I, as a service, so that I can bring this in, and so I can share this, allow it to come in. And I didn't realize it was an affirmation. So that's been my life's prayer, and I still pray it.
It's a beautiful prayer, and it's a powerful example of, you know, we were all aware of the law of attraction and what that is, but this is, what would be a word? This is more of a multidimensional attunement. And so you have this prayer, which opens you to allow whatever it is to come through. Because your prayer is vague enough to say, help me do this in whatever way is possible. And then you're connected with that collective consciousness soup, and you bring forth something magnificent.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's in divine time, Julie. It's in always divine time. And, you know, that's something that's really hard to learn. I've had to struggle with that myself, you know, because I wanted it. And it came when it was the right time, when it was the right time for it to be released, or at least it was released and I picked up on it and was able to bring this information through. So it's a matter of understanding two things. I believe in affirmations, and I know they work, and it took time for me to understand that. But as I got older and I looked back on it, I went, oh, my God, really, it was an affirmation. And I know it's a beautiful thing. It's better to wake up in the morning and say, I'm magnificent, than to say, oh, what am I going to be today, you know? If you can have that positivity, and I know we have these things in life that are fear, and it's a planet of duality, but the more we can focus in on understanding how truly incredible we are and how powerful and how much dignity and integrity we do have, we can change ourselves. We can change ourselves to be these incredible beings that are just full of love and compassion and generosity and make the planet a better place. Isn't that what we all want? We want this beautiful planet to evolve, and we are evolving now. As we know, this frequency is being uplifted. This is why we're able to see things like the spirit box coming in, you know, and other things that are out there as well. So there's lots of us working in that direction of wanting to bring this information in.
Yeah. You know, the magnificent piece and that affirmation that you speak of is universal. Anyone listening right now can tune into the frequency of their magnificence. And really, like you said, if we just steer our awareness, energy follows awareness, and really steer our awareness into that magnificence, we may not know even how it's going to manifest. You know, we don't have to say, oh, I'm pretty, or I'm rich, or I'm thin, or I'm strong, or I'm, we just tune into the magnificence. That's what I love about this whole phrase, because our magnificence can come through in so many different ways.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's beautiful. It's amazing. Once you have the glimpse of that, that's why if whoever's listening out there, take the time to watch this. I mean, watch it more than once. Watch it daily. Whatever is necessary for you to begin this. You can say, when I tell in my workshops or audiences that are experiencing the spirit box, I say it's called I Am the Emanation, those two parts. I am the emanation. When you read that title to yourself, you are basically saying to yourself, I am that which emanates. So when you're watching this, you can say, I am the emanation of love. I am the emanation of compassion. I am the emanation of beauty. I am the emanation of love, you know? So you can make these and create these affirmations as you're watching this, because you're transfixed and it allows you to access your higher self. So you're really talking and communicating with your higher self, which is communicating with everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's do this. We're going to come back and talk about some amazing discoveries you made, but I'm going to give the listeners your website before we break. It is andreferrella.com, andreferrella.com, and he has a very special gift for you. So tune in after the break, and we'll give you so much more. We'll be right back.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Cancer is complex. Chemotherapy is no longer just enough. You need doctors with an integrative, holistic approach supporting you. Your immune system, emotions, and healthy cells need all the help they can get through nutrition, immunotherapy, IV vitamin C, and more. At Holistique Medical Center, you find it all. Dr. Darvish, the medical director, is the only doctor in Washington formally trained in integrative cancer therapies. Visit Dr. Darvish at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. I'm here with Andre Farella, and we're talking about art and spirituality and consciousness and so many amazing interconnected discoveries that have come through the hands of Andre, you. Right before the break, Andre, we were talking about that 7-minute video of the Spirit Box, and it is an incredible one. I told our listeners it is on my Facebook page, All Things Connected. But they can reach you at andrefarella.com or livingmuseum.com. Is that correct?
That's correct, and that'll forward it to andrefarella.com.
Okay. And you have a very special gift for our listeners today. You want to tell them about it?
Oh, absolutely. For those who are listening, I'm willing to offer a 20% off on the work on my website. And if you decide to go for the 20% off, you enter the coupon code called Enter Artist, all small letters, A-R-T-I-S-T. And that is available until November 3rd.
Perfect. They got a couple weeks there to go and look around and experience the beauty and the magnificence of the work there. So, you know, before the break, I was talking about the interconnected world, and we're here. You, I think because of that prayer, you're open to allow whatever to come through you. And I know you had another surprise in the whole collection called The Living Pictures. Tell our listeners about that.
Ah, yes, The Living Pictures. I'm really trained as a painter. I mean, self-taught early on as a painter. And let's see, I want to say so many things. I got into photography when I was a teenager because I wanted to document my paintings. And I realized, oh, you know, you're capturing light. You're capturing light and shadow. So I had this fascination with light because by the time I was 16 years old, I was able to paint paintings like the Dutch master still lifes you find in the museums. And I painted this glass sort of lantern. And the way light was refracted, reflected, and transformed by glass, this transparent medium from one side looking through this material and seeing something else on the other side, I take breaks from when I paint and I go back into photography. And I had this alchemist lab that the Chicago Tribune called it in an article many years ago. And I experiment with different materials. So I take a break, and I went back after a year later into my alchemist lab, which was an old-time basement, very sort of humid. I had noticed that my negatives were destroyed, so-called destroyed. And I said, okay, well, I'll put this in my enlarger, and I'll blow it up on this large easel that I invented for processing. And I said, oh, my God, these aren't destroyed. Out of this destruction came creation. Microorganisms had transformed my photographic film, because photographic film is made out of a plastic, old film, not digital, but old film is made out of a plastic polyester base with basically food gelatin coatings that hold the light-sensitive material. And I noticed that because the microorganisms, when the emulsion swelled, it's pretty much like Jell-O, it's like a Petri dish, it's a nutrient for microorganisms to survive. So they ate away, transformed, imparted the color, and I blew this up and I went, oh my God. At the same time, I was looking at, I believed, images coming from the Hubble Space Telescope. I was seeing images that were coming from the electron microscope. And I made a comparison to that, and you can see that on my website. It's called The Discovery of the Living Picture. And I noticed that, oh my God, there's in the microcosm and the macrocosm, it's all the same. It's also, when you're talking about interconnected, it's all the same, and it's so connected. It transformed my whole concept of what space really is. And I realized that space is infinitesimally small and infinitesimally large. So it was I believe that there was a synchronicity to this entire universe or multiverses that we have. There's a connection here. There's a definite connection. And the reason why they were called the living pictures is because 6 months later, I decided to print the same negative, and I noticed that it changed. So it was this mold and mildew and microorganisms that ate away at the structure of the negative. And it was so fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. And it just blew my mind. So in that destruction, my so-called destruction, there was a discovery. So basically what happened is I just discovered the process. I went on further to create little ecosystems where I can grow my negatives in. And it was just, it bridged sort of this gap between art and science. So it was sponsored by Kodak. It was published by Kodak. It premiered in Europe, where I represented the United States Information Service. And then it was published in the science world as calling me the discoverer of this living picture. So it was basically an artistic discovery and a scientific collaboration between all these elements. That's pretty fascinating.
And it is fascinating. I encourage all the listeners to go to AndreFarella.com and look that up, because in the story of it, and when you show that, those images on that video with the Hubble microscope, literally, and are those real images? Like, it's almost like they're identical. It's like incredible.
I know. That's what's so amazing. On that little tiny 35 millimeter negative, it looks like it's coming just exactly. You can overlap one of the constellations or one of the galaxy images coming from the Hubble Space Telescope, and they would look identical. And you can overlap things coming from the electron microscope on that minute level, and they look similar. So it's amazing. It really is. And so the act of nature allowing, and this is another thing about, you know, allowing the act to, that transformation to be, if we can just be, we are transformed in just being.
Mm.
That makes sense.
It makes sense. Another powerful lesson, because that experience, Andre, you could have went down there, saw the mold, cussed, got pissed, threw it away, you know, stomped around. You could have done a lot of things, and spirit moved you to look closer. And it's not only this scientific discovery and this documentation of our interconnected universe, it's also beautiful artwork. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is incredible. And I believe when Kodak called me, they said, we've never seen color come. Because I sent this mural paper that I used. They shipped it to me blank. I shipped it back to them with the images, and they called me back, and they said, this was from Saatchi & Saatchi, who represented Kodak, and said, we've never seen color like this coming out of our paper. So when you take this little 35-millimeter negative and you blow it up, and these are huge. Some of these are four feet by 18 feet, and you blow it up, and you see micro detail. It became an organic process, which is just pretty amazing, because it led me into the whole thing about fractals. <It's just> That's a whole other thing, the soul portraits.
Yes, and your soul portraits go on the website again, listeners, and look at the soul portraits. They're breathtaking as well. You have so many different expressions of this connection with nature, human spirit, and divine. And all of them, really, there's just this luminous quality to everything that you just... You just sit with it as a knowing, you know. It's not like, oh, there's art that's beautiful, it's a gallery. It's like, wow, it just moves you and brings you into the presence of it. You can't not just be in the presence of your work. It's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's like you interact with it. And, you know, even if you believe you're not interacting, it speaks directly to your soul and your spirit.
Yeah. It really does. It talks. It has a language all of its own. And there are no words, and that's okay. So, you know, I want to talk about the rise of the fallen after our next break. And with that, though, before we go there to break, can we see, besides on video, the spirit box or the living pictures? Tell us where these things are at. Besides your website, do you have anything coming up? Is there going to be a show anywhere? Where are you at right now?
Oh, actually, the next thing that I only have available coming up is at the 2015 Summer Light Conference, where I'll be presenting the new spirit box, the Divine Feminine. That'll be coming up in Sedona in early June. They're going to have a mega channeling, and it's going to be, I think there's supposed to be 1,200 people, but that's it at this time. But for people who want to experience the spirit box itself, we formed a group of individuals around the globe called the Keepers, and they're the keepers of the spirit box. There's one in San Francisco, there's one in Saskatoon, Canada, two in Colorado, one on Cape Cod, one in coming up here in Perth, Australia, one in Indiana, and another one coming up in Perth, Australia. And so you can go on the website, and under the Keepers tab, the Spirit Box, there's the Keepers tab, and you can see if you're in that vicinity. For those on the East Coast, there's Cape Cod, and you can see who hosts the Spirit Box and maybe contact them via email.
Excellent. If anybody's interested in being a keeper, can they go to the same tab and explore that?
Absolutely. We're looking for individuals who are interested to acquire the spirit box and be able to be willing to share this with their community and their friends and their family. It's like, you know, it holds a spiritual responsibility. It's like a sacred object. And bringing this to your community so you allow others to share and connect in their experience.
Sounds like, a very sacred, indeed, sacred experience. So we're going to take a quick break. I just want to remind you, listeners, you can find all of this at Andre's website, which is andreferrella.com, AndreFerrella. And remember, for the next 2 weeks, you can get a 20% discount on the art on that website. So put in the coupon code ARTIST, all lowercase artist. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, more on the rise of the fallen.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Welcome back. You're on the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected. I've been here with Andre Farella, and a beautiful show so far. I want to remind our listeners, you can find out more about Andre on our website as well, thedrjulieshow.com, and check out all of our future guests. Andre and I said we've got to do this again, so maybe you'll see Andre back in January, but go on thedrjulieshow.com. You can find out so much more and stay connected that way. And Andre, here's what it feels like to me. This magnificence that's coming through the spirit box and the work that you've done, it feels like we're diving deep into an ocean of light, swimming, and we're flying high in the cosmos, flying in light. It just feels like swimming in light and flying in height all at once, which reminds me, whenever I feel that, it really, to me, that's my cosmic signal that it's about integration. And your work is really bringing that light into form. So we're feeling the depth of that grounded and anchoredness, and we're feeling that elevation of really how spiritual it is. So thank you. Thank you for bringing this to the world. I love it.
Oh, absolutely. And I believe we all brought it in.
Yeah.
That multidimensional collective consciousness, we all wanted something like this to come in. I just so happened to hear the calling. I had the technical expertise and the creativity and put it together. So it's all of us really who are bringing these devices in. And the more we can, as a collective, raise our frequency, not just with the spirit box, but other things as well, we evolve and we bring more and more of this incredible stuff in for us to experience, which evolves logarithmically. And I absolutely love that, because we're in a state of being where we can evolve very quickly. And just, it's kind of like, we showed this in Mount Shasta this summer at the Cryon Summer Light Conference. I showed it to more than 600 people there in a presentation. It was like when I was driving back with my wife back to the place we rented, she said, you know, if we only can see how truly magnificent we are, if we all recognize this, we couldn't harm each other.
Mm. Yeah.
We couldn't do anything negative to anybody, because we'd see how incredibly beautiful we are, how amazing we are as beings.
I love that. Okay, so saying that, we are harming one another, and we have been at war, but you listened to another call. Let's talk in this last segment. We only have, you know, just a few minutes here left in our show. I really want to pay homage to the Rise of the Fallen, because it's a beautiful body of work in itself. So tell us about the inspiration for that and where they can find that.
theriseofthefallen.org. It's a nonprofit organization that my wife, Linda, who's an incredible artist as well, formed together. Because when I first started creating the spirit boxes, I started to create them of people who were only alive. I created one of myself because it reminded me of my spiritual essence anytime I look at it. So when we were seeing the caskets coming back and these young kids, because I teach at the university and I teach these young kids at that age, I mean, I just started crying. If this was my child, oh my God, what could happen to the, I mean, how would you feel if you lost your child or your father or mother as a result of war? And so we decided, well, why don't we use the spirit box concept? And these are smaller. They're 14 inches high, 9 inches wide, 3 inches deep of the milky white plexiglass. And I started to put the portraits of the fallen soldiers, the fallen military personnel from Iraq and Afghanistan, and comprised that and formed the Rise of the Fallen organization. And so what we've been doing is commemorating the soldiers so we can hopefully provide healing and comfort and as the loss. So they're not just their children, but it's our children. And so by putting this together, and we started to show this to different organizations, and we have 120 of the spirit boxes here, which when you see them all together and you see all these men and women who sacrificed their lives as the spiritual essence, and you see 120 of these boxes or more together, you feel their presence. You know that they're on the other side of that veil, that thin veil that we call the transition of death. You know they're still existing, and they're communicating with us. You can feel them, and you can almost, it's so holographic-like, these spirit boxes, that you feel that communication. You feel their existence. It's like you can't deny it. And it's just amazing. So we've been, so far, did the state of Wisconsin, where I live, and we're working with the state of California, and hopefully that other states will want to do the same thing so that others can have this healing experience. We show these to the Gold Star families, those who lost them, their loved ones. And what's interesting about it, Julie, is that when they see these, they want to hold. It almost makes me want to cry because they want to hold their loved one. They want to be close to them, and they come out and they will tell me spiritual stories of their connection to them after death. So the spirit boxes not just are a visual device to look at, but they're also sort of like an interface, a communication. And something like there's a tab on my webpage if people go to, it's called Heartlight Memorials. It was formulated by Danyon Brinkley and I. He has the Twilight Brigade. He's the 3-time New York Times bestseller about the near-death experiences. And we formed a thing called Heartlight Memorials, which is a spirit box-like that's illuminated where you can put the ashes or memorabilia of loved ones or pets. So he has the Twilight Brigade, which is Compassion in Action for the Veterans, and my wife and I, Linda, have the Rise of the Fallen. So we combine this together to provide, you know, for our veterans who've given their lives in sacrifice, whether they wanted to or not, they died for the cause, whatever they believed in. So it's been a humanitarian project. It was something I wanted to do before I leave this earth that would be something that I gave back to the world.
So if there is someone from a different state that would really like to initiate this project, what would they do?
They would go to theriseofthefallen.org and send us an email via the contact page.
Okay. Theriseofthefallen.org. .org. Okay.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, go ahead.
No, I just said excellent. Go ahead.
Yeah. I trained those who have been handicapped to create these smaller versions of the spirit boxes. So the funds we get for creating these spirit boxes goes to that nonprofit organization as well and helps the people that are challenged.
Mm.
Whatever that means. I mean, we're challenged just as well. So.
Yes. Well, you know, this whole hour with you, if people can't feel this amazing essence that comes from within you, they need to really settle down and get the clutter out of their minds, because wow, so many. You've just become a clear channel. You know, Rumi talks about when we go deeper into the heart, the mirror gets clearer and cleaner. And you are living from that heart space, my friend. I just really appreciate our conversation today.
Well, thank you very much, Julie. I'm really honored to be here. And I just remember, everyone, you're incredible. You're beautiful. You're magnificent. And I know you know it.
Well, thank you so much, Andre. We have to do this again. I look forward to our next conversation. And listeners, thank you for tuning in. Remember, go find Andre's all of this work at andreforella.com. And if you can't find it, go to thedrjulieshow.com, and the link is right there as well, and as well as the Facebook page. So thanks for tuning in again, and thank you again, Andre. And listeners, we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, all things connected, making connections that inspire and accelerate individual and collective awakening. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and join your genius in synergistic play. This transformative hit show transcends the illusion of separation and activates greater connectivity, deeper resonance, and conscious community. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com for next week's guest and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm thrilled to share our Galeo's Cafe tip of the week. You know, we've been friends with Galeo's dressings and marinades. And by the way, I have been using the dressings and marinades for years. And now I cannot get enough of them. And I'm so thrilled about their latest additions. So here is a tasty treat for your grilled veggies. Or if you do corn on the cob, go for that too. Three options for three amazing nights of grilling. Marinate your veggies with the Galeo's Miso Southwest for a delicious, spicy kick. Then try the Miso Ranch or Caesar for a rich and creamy coating. I want to remind you, all of these dressing and marinades are non-GMO, gluten-free, low-fat, and sugar. So how does dressing get any better than this? For more information and go ahead and order online, go to galeoscafe.com. That's galeoscafe.com. Remember, shipping is free.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit RUIntuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, Intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.